This is Kareem Mosna from CFRC 101.9 FM reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative. Bill 23, also known as the More Homes Built Faster Act, is currently before the Ontario Legislature. It most recently had a deferred vote after the third reading. Environmental groups and conservation authorities have expressed concern about the bill, which aims to build 1.5 million homes over the next decade. Queen's University Environmental Sciences master's student and member of Kingston Youth Climate Action, Mary Ann Schoenhart, has some perspective to share on the environmental concerns with regards to Bill 23.
There's a lot of concerns about it. Kind of a big underlying concern is that Bill 23 helps to make land more accessible to developers, and it's been quoted as removing red tape. But in doing so, they remove a lot of environmental safeguards that are really important for ensuring that we have a healthy ecosystem. And they also remove a lot of opportunities for public input into the development process. So it makes land more accessible for developers, but this doesn't really address the housing affordability crisis that we have in Ontario. Ontario's Housing Affordability Task Force has said that access to land isn't the issue. We have land within city limits. It just needs to be used more efficiently, and we need more dense housing. So that the Bill 23 totally disregards this. And it also, the houses that will be built most likely will be this kind of spread of suburbia, which isn't really affordable housing. It's middle to upper middle class families who can afford those houses. And that doesn't help address affordable housing. So it really is benefiting developers and not the people in Ontario who need housing is fundamentally an issue with it. But then there's also a lot of concerns about how it disregards all of those environmental safeguards that have been put in place.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm hoping to get a little bit more into. If Bill 23 were to pass through Queen's Park, what would be some of the environmental concerns? As from what I understood, it would restrict conservation authorities, it would restrict a lot of environmental groups from having a voice. But I also really want to get into some of the threats that this can pose to ecosystems.
Yeah, so a really big part of it is that it reduces the authority that conservation authorities have in the development process and their ability to enter into partnerships with municipalities. Conservation authorities in Ontario are really experts on local environments, and they will often enter into a partnership with a municipality and almost act as an environmental planning department. That's department probably isn't the right word, but for smaller municipalities who don't have that environmental planning expertise, conservation authorities can provide that and help to act as liaisons almost between neighboring municipalities within that conservation authority. So Bill 23 would prevent conservation authorities from entering those agreements with municipalities, and it would prevent how they are able to assign or give permits for development. And so two things specifically related to that: they wouldn't be able to consider species at risk as part of whether deciding to grant a permit or not, as well as considering pollution, which really prevents the conservation authority from doing their job, which is taking care of the environment within their jurisdiction for both the animal and human and plant life that is there. At the same time, a number of other policy suggestions were made. So one of these is to change how wetlands are classified in Ontario, and it would make it harder for a wetland to be classified as provincially significant. This isn't part of Bill 23, but was suggested at the same time. And wetlands are really important for preventing flooding and mitigating a lot of the effects of increased storms that we'll see with climate change, as well as just being really valuable ecosystems. So preventing them from being, a lot of wetlands as being classified as provincially significant would increase the number that development could occur on.
As a member of the Kingston Youth Climate Council, what is it that you would like to see from the province when looking at the issue of the housing crisis, but of course also looking at the climate crisis?
Yeah, I think from the provincial government, I don't want to see Bill 23 passed. I think it doesn't address the issue of affordable housing, and it totally disregards the environment. I think it's a false dichotomy setting it up as though we have to choose between housing or the environment, because without one, we can't have the other. If we don't have a healthy environment, it doesn't matter that we have houses because we can't live there anyways. So we need to consider development and housing in a way that takes care of the environment as well as providing houses to people. On a more local level, we want to see the city of Kingston. A number of municipalities across Ontario have signed on to a letter saying that they oppose Bill 23 because it really limits what municipalities are able to do. And the city of Kingston hasn't signed on to that. So locally, we'd like to see the city do that as well.
Excellent. I think that's pretty much all. Certainly, it covers. I think, other than that, yeah. So, really, we've touched on what Bill 23 is about. We touched on the potential impacts of it, and we've also touched on some what you'd like to see from the province. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Yeah, I can just say if anyone, KYCA, Kingston Youth Climate Action, had a letter writing event to our MPPs and ministers in Ontario. If anyone is interested in learning more about the bill and looking at the letter writing template that we put together, we have that linked in our Instagram bio.
What do you believe that the protest at Kingston City Hall, what do you believe this is basically hoping to say through this demonstration? What's the message that's being sent through this demonstration?
A few different things. Some of it is a bit of an education piece on Bill 23, but we do really want to see the city of Kingston sign on to this letter saying that they oppose Bill 23. And then we're also hoping just to put the word out there if anyone is looking to get more involved in some local climate action or environmental work in Kingston.
Perfect. Okay, Marianne, thank you very much for taking some time to share your perspective on this today.